Okay, thank you, Jihei. And our final panelist will be Oscar Ferrara. Oscar is our regional director based in Mexico City, but he covers Mexico, Central America, and the Dominican Republic. So, thank you, Oscar.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. Well, it was a very challenging year so far in Mexico, a sort of roller coaster. We started with a very strong year, 4 months. April was one of the record months in terms of U.S. export to Mexico in terms of pork. And then from then, when we went down to due to the issues related to the tariff imposed to U.S. pork by the Mexican government. In general, we have seen during the last 4 months a variation from having like April 40% plus comparing with the last year to 6% down comparing with last year in August. What we can say about this, what we are doing here in Mexico to address this issue is we can we work with the top 25 importers, pork importers in Mexico, and we are trying to address those issues. In general, what we have seen is a loss in market share of 7% during the last 4 months. And our strategy for Mexico is focused in over three channels: the HRI sector, the trade sector, and the retail sector. I would like to just address some of the work that we are doing to compensate for this fluctuation and the loss in market share. In the HRI sector, we are working with, in particular, with some of the in the areas in where we have most of the touristic and high demand by hotels and restaurants, and like a Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, and Los Cabos. And we are working with hotels and restaurants trying to just get more chef and more hotels in the food service in general to know more about the U.S. pork product. We have a competitive advantage with other competitors. We have our product is fresh, and that is one of the characteristics that we are trying to show the buyers in those areas the advantage of buying U.S. pork. Also, consistency and quality. And then, in terms of retail, we have a very aggressive campaign during the last 4 months. In total, we have four activities that were just designed to counteract the impact of the duties or the 20% duties on U.S. pork. We have have activation or promotion in almost 400 stores across Mexico. We have right after the tariff were announced, we start a promotion that was related to tied up with the World Cup. Then we have a summer report promotion, and then we have one promotion that we is still going on, this the Hams to the Rescue promotion. That promotion is about 90 stores in Mexico, and the numbers so far are very, very good, very positive. We have across all the promotions more or less a 23% increase in sales over the summer. So we are doing what we are trying to do is to have to generate a immediate impact on sales and try to create opposition over product in Mexico as a product that can compete regardless the 20% duties on our product. Again, you know, we still have the majority of the market share. We almost have we went down from 88% to 80%, and so what we are doing right now is at the retail and the old channel is try to retake that 8%, 7%, and go back to normal levels. And finally, on the trade sector, it's our larger sector. 55% of all the imports coming to Mexico are coming through the trade sector. We are focused again on the 25 in the top 25% importers. What we are doing is we are reaching out to them. We are trying to solidify our alliance with them. We are increasing the number of activities with respect to education, seminars, cooking seminars, cutting seminars. So we are there. We are helping them, and we are telling them that we are there to support them during this time.
And Oscar, when you talk trade sector, you're talking about raw material for further processing.
Yes, correct. Yeah. And so that is for pork, and again, you know, the pork market, we are suffering the consequence of these, let's say, the tariff counter duties. And what we are hoping is that in terms of what we've seen in Mexico is that with the new administration coming up, we are hoping this as Don said, we have a first step. You know, that was we reached an agreement with Mexico on the NAFTA 2.0. But the next step and the most important will be to remove the tariff. The 20% tariff is our objective in right now. And what we are working with our counterparts in Mexico right now to put some kind of to reach out to the new government and to the current government and the new government, trying to make sure that they understand the importance of remove all duties before the new administration take over in Mexico. That is our objective. We are working with our counterparts in Mexico, and hopefully we will have that, as people say, sometime before the December 1st. In terms of beef, beef in Mexico, you know, as Dan said, we are having a global momentum in Mexico too. We are having a very positive numbers. We believe that we are going to reach a $1 billion in sales in Mexico this year. I think those are very positive news for the Mexican, for in our market. In terms of market share in Mexico, we have almost 80. We have a solid 85% market share in Mexico for beef. What we've seen during the last month, comparing to last year, is that in terms of value, we have a increase of almost 8%. I'm sorry, 8% in value. So those are very positive numbers. We are seeing a market that a Mexican market is we have seen a strong middle class. I think, as Joel was saying, this is part of the millennials or the young people in Mexico. Young, I mean, between 25 and 40 years, you know, moving from one type of protein to another protein. I think beef is going to have a tremendous year next year too. So in terms of beef, I think we are having very positive news in Mexico. Finally, I would like to address a little bit of what we are doing in Central America. Central America, again, as Dan was mentioning, is one of those markets that we are having very positive results. In terms of, for example, beef, Guatemala. In general, in Central America, we have a 20% increase in value and volume during the comparing with that last year. Guatemala is one of the examples. It's a market that we are working. We have a lot of initiative and promotion going on in Guatemala. We have we are working with in the trade sector and also in the retail sector with seminars and focus on promoting our products from the point of view of the quality of our product, comparing to the quality of the Central America competitor, for example, Nicaragua, and also in pork, we have a kind of the same approach, trying to promote the quality of our product. And our main market in Central America is Honduras. We have seen in terms of pork. We have seen in Honduras, in general, you know, across the region, comparing year to year, we have seen a 20% increase in volume and a 17% increase in value. And Honduras is, again, is one of the is example to for that region, which we have a solid 13% increase in volume and value during the last year. So pretty much that is the overview of beef and pork. And I would like to mention that also we are working on the region in Mexico, in the region, and promoting lamb. Lamb is has been in Mexico a very good year for lamb exports to Mexico. In terms of volume, we have almost 78% increase, and in value of 41% increase. We have the main driver of U.S. export to Mexico right now are the variety meats. We are having we are also working and pushing to working with in particular in HRI sector to promote mussels. In particular, in the touristic areas like Los Cabos, Vallarta, and Cancun, and in Central America also, we are working. Some of the markets in Central America just opened for lamb. So, but regardless, the new the market for us, you know, we are starting to campaigns or promotions in Guatemala. And also in the Dominican Republic. Last year, or this year, we have, last month, we have two seminars, long seminars, 1 week each one in Dominican Republic. We went to the touristic areas and also in Costa Rica, we are working to, it's a new market for us, and we are working with domestic importers to expand the or to promote our lamb products in Costa Rica. Costa Rica is our main competitor in the region. They produce a lot of lamb, so we are having we are very aggressive in Costa Rica promoting our products.
Okay, thank you, Oscar.